USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans, and the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More than two dozen major fires are scorching California and taxing the state's firefighting capacity, sparked by an unprecedented lightning siege that dropped nearly 11,000 strikes over the last 48 hours. The fires have destroyed 175 structures, including homes, and are threatening over 50,000 more, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So far, at least 33 civilians and 40 firefighters have been injured. Two people have died. The Trump administration formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back UN sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The president is trying to block TikTok from giving China all of the proceeds from the sale, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC said it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
Tara Reid, who rocked the presidential primary race earlier this year with sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, voiced disappointment in the Democratic Party's handling of claims from her and other sexual harassment survivors as the convention draws to a close.
I'm a sexual assault survivor, so to me, what the speaker lineup, you know, showed is kind of a thumb in, you know, all our faces. It was really draconian and really disappointing. Rape culture in the United States is thriving under the Democratic Party. I feel like they are not only enabling, but they're allowing that behavior to continue.
In March, Reid accused Biden of sexual assault when she served as a staffer in his Senate office in 1993. She had previously come forward with seven other women in April 2019 in accusing the Democratic nominee of inappropriate touching and other claims. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.